Energy Technical Advisory Committee meeting of July 25th, 2023. Just want to remind folks to be aware of background noise, to keep your device muted, but if you're on a phone, do not put your phone on hold. Caller number one is creating background noise. You can see what that is. Okay. Please wait to speak until invited. I'll invite you at the appropriate times. I'll stack names. Everybody will have a chance to speak. There'll be public comment at the appropriate times. With that, let's go ahead and determine that we have a quorum. Drew Smith, Drew, are you on? All right. Oscar Kaya. Bob Cochelle.
Here.
John Geislers.
Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, hey, Drew. Good morning. All right, that's Mark Drew present. Jan, you're here. Where's Jan? No, he's here. Kim Grabowski. Tim? Tim's muted. All right, I'm marking Tim present. Commissioner John? David, are you on? All right. Brian Luksic?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Caller 7 is Brian, if you would please note, please. Tony Morgan?
I'm here.
Very good. Jonathan Parks?
I am here.
All right. Roger Sanders? And David Wozniak. I'm going to go back through one time and find those who didn't respond. Oscar, are you on? All right. David, Commissioner John, are you on? Roger or David? All right, well, we have 7 members, so we do have a quorum. We still have a number of people who are not identified. If you join by phone and you're looking at the screen, or I guess if you're not looking at the screen, and your name's not there, so if you're on phone, would you please identify yourself? I have not been identified yet.
This is Jeff Sunny at the Florida Solar Energy Center.
All right, caller 8 is Jeff Sunny. All right, we still have a couple of other people. All right, well, apparently caller 1 is...
Yeah, expect Roger Sanders to join in a second. I pulled his chain.
Okay. Okay, well, we do have a quorum. We have in attendance from DVPR, Norman Bellamy, Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hanners, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel. I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. Drew, did you want to review the agenda in the minutes and then turn it to me to kind of run it from there, or how would you like to proceed?
No, that'll be fine, Jeff. Need a motion to approve the meeting agenda.
Motion, Grabowski.
Second, Cochelle.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, motion, the meeting agenda is approved. Review and approval of the April 4th meeting minutes. We have a motion to approve.
Grabowski, motion.
Second, Cochelle.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the meeting minutes from April 4th? If not, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the meeting minutes are approved. Thank you, Jeff. If you want to take it from here, that'd be great.
Sure. Thank you, Drew. Has any TAC member joined the call since we did roll call? Okay, then I guess we stand at 7. All right, so today the Energy TAC is being asked to review and recommend to the Commission whether they should approve proposed energy compliance software submittals for demonstrating compliance with the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation, specifically Right Suite Universal 2023, using its Right Energy Florida module for demonstrating compliance with residential building energy requirements for single-family new construction under the performance method, Energy Gauge Summit 8.8 for demonstrating compliance with commercial building energy requirements for specified methods of compliance, which I won't read now, and Energy Gauge USA version 8.0 for demonstrating compliance with residential building energy requirements for specified methods of compliance. So what we're going to do is we're going to just go in order. We're going to start with Right Suite Universal 2023. We'll ask the vendor if they want to add anything. Of course, they've all provided the required submittals. I'll ask Mo if he has some comments after that. I'll ask the Energy TAC members whether they have any questions on the software. I'll take any public comment, and then we'll come back to the commission, to the TAC for your recommendation to the commission. And then there's specific motions if you believe that these should be approved that I'll read at the time for the record and that somebody would be willing to make and then second. And we'll go through the three, and starting with the Right Suite Universal 2023. So first is Michael Schnippen on, and do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yes, hello everyone, I'm here. So I'm Michael Schnippen, I'm director of HVAC software development at MyTech RightSoft, and we are seeking approval for our software as a compliance tool for Right Energy Florida 2023 modules, and to use it in 2023 performance method 405 for new construction and single family houses. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Mo, would you like to make any comments on this?
Yeah, this is Mo Mandani. Good morning. We, as a staff, we did review this program. We provided the specific comments on it to Michael, and the comments were addressed. So we're actually recommending that this program be approved. Thank you.
All right. Excuse me. Thank you, Mo. Does any Energy TAC members have any questions before I take public comment and then come back to you? All right. Is there anybody from the public that would like to comment? All right. Coming back to the TAC, you've heard from the applicant. You've also heard from Mo. So if you're in agreement, the motion would be to recommend that the commission approve Right Suite Universal 2023 using its Right Energy Florida module version 23.0.01.01 for demonstrating compliance with the residential building energy requirements of the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for single family new construction using the performance method, and to authorize staff to approve non-consequential changes to the software as needed. So I wish to make that motion.
So moved, Koshel.
Second, Grabowski.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All right, Drew, do you want to go ahead and call the vote?
Sure. If there's no discussion, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries for approval.
Great. All right, thanks. We'll move on to the next submittal, which is Energy Gauge Summit 8.0, submitted by FSEC. Swami, are you on? Would you like to say anything in addition to your submittals? Swami, I can see you're there. Do you want to say anything? All right. Does anybody from FSEC wish to say anything before I go to Mo?
This is Rob Vieira. I don't know why Swami's mic isn't working, but... yeah, we submitted this, and you can see
see everything there that the various methods we've applied for 2023. We got some comments back from Mo. We've taken care of those. And so we request approval of some of it at this time.
Okay. It looks like, Swami, you're muted, so if you wanted to say something, I can see that your camera's there. Go ahead. No need to go. Still not hearing you.
Hi, this is Roger Sanders, just now joining the meeting.
Okay, so we now have 8 members present. Very good. Well, Mo, since you, we'll go to you then for, you know, Rob spoken on behalf of SDEC. This is the middle of documents to hear, so Mo, we'll go to you.
Yeah. Again, this is Mo Medani. As Rob stated, we did receive the submittal. We reviewed the program, and we feel the program is in good standing, and we recommend that be recommended for approval. Actually, for the USA, we find it very complete and no comment. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Mo. Does any TAC member have any questions they want to ask before I go to the public and then back to you for action?
Michelle, as a percentage, approximately how much more stringent is this than we were the last go-round?
I got the commercial code.
Well, residential and commercial, are we 2%, 8%? Kind of where are we, Rob?
Well, there's two issues, and I'll speak to the residential, and hopefully Swami can get his mic working here and talk about the commercial.
Why don't we save the residential for when we do the energy gauge version 8, which will be next. We'll just stick to the commercial for this part of the discussion.
Swami, maybe you can answer in chat if you your mic isn't working.
Well, at any rate, I mean, that's a question. It's not, it's, you know, an important question, but it's not related to the software approval per se. So let's, does anybody have any questions about the software approval? And then when Swami is able to get his mic working or whatever, Bob, hopefully he'll be able to answer you. Okay, does anybody from the public wish to do a comment on this submittal? All right, so in this case, the motion would be to recommend that the Florida Building Commission approve Energy Gauge Summit 8.0 for demonstrating compliance with the commercial building energy requirements of the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for the following code compliance methods: ASHRAE 90.1-2019 Energy Cost Budget Method, ASHRAE 90.1-2019 Prescript Compliance Method, ASHRAE 90.1-2019 Appendix G Performance Rating Option, FBC 2023 Total Building Performance Compliance Option, FBC 2023 Prescriptive Compliance Option, and FB 2023 Component Performance Alternative Method, and to authorize staff to approve non-consequential changes to the software as needed. TAC member wish to make a motion?
So moved, Koshel.
Second, Grabowski.
Second, Sanders.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Koshel and Grabowski. Is there any discussion on the motion? Go ahead.
Okay, hearing no discussion, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any opposed? Okay, motion carried.
All right, thanks, Drew. Okay, so our final one is Energy Gauge USA version 8.0 for residential, also submitted by FSAC. Rob, would you like to say anything regarding, or Jeff, or whomever will be speaking on this, regarding this submittal?
Swami, I'm on the phone.
Okay. Well, right now we're going to do the residential. So go ahead, either Rob or Jeff, and whoever.
So we submitted for the residential energy efficiency code compliance R402 prescriptive R value method. Prescriptive total UA alternative method, performance method, R405, and the RI method, R406, and we request your approval of the software.
All right, Mo, would you like to speak to this? Mo, I think you're muted.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
You're good now, yeah. Mo.
We did, this is Mo Medani. We did, staff did review the program, and we find the program to be complete and in good standing, and we recommend that the committee recommend it for approval. Thank you.
All right. Does any TAC member have any questions regarding the software submittal? Okay. And I'm going to come back to your question, Bob, after we take care, after we dispose of this motion, because Swami's here. So is there any public comment? All right, then, if you're going to talk, the motion would be to recommend the Florida Building Commission approve EntryGage USA version 8.0 for demonstrating compliance with the residential building energy requirements of the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code Energy Conservation for the following code compliance methods: R402 prescriptive R value method, prescriptive total UA alternative method, performance method R405, and ERI method R406, and to authorize staff to approve non-consequential changes to the software as needed. Their motion.
So move, Koshel.
Second, Grabowski.
Second, Sanders.
I have a motion and a second, Koshel and Grabowski. Is there any discussion? Drew, go ahead.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, EntryGage USA 8.0 is approved. Thank you.
Great. So, Swami and or Rob, depending, but Bob Koshel asked, how much more stringent are the energy code requirements for this edition of the code from the last? In some percentage method, if you have. The 2022 building code was relative to this new 2023. How much more stringent is the 2023 than the 2022? For commercial and for residential. Swami, do you want to answer on the commercial part? We're not hearing it. You're muted.
Can you hear me now?
Now we hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I apologize again. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with my computer, but the example we ran, it showed about 3% more stringent, but it always depends upon the type of building and where it's located and things like that. I would say around 3 to 5%.
Thank you.
And
you're welcome.
And I guess that would, Rob or whomever, would that be pretty much the same for the residential?
So on the residential side, remember that the TAC and the FBC passed that the performance method R405 would now be 5% stricter. You know, like that, your ratio now compared to the reference building is 0.95 instead of 1.0. So what we call E ratio. So that is for performance. It's right away 5% stricter. And then across both the commercial and the residential, the commission passed moving to a new federal standard across the board. 2022 supplement, it was just to that, which was had the install date. But now with 2024 coming up, the code is moving to, you know, the minimum efficiency equipment is going up in many cases. So that's another increase. That said, you know, like the R value method and the total UA alternative method, it's basically that equipment. Or R406 has sort of a different baseline that's not affected so much. So, performance method, which is what's used the most, the one that, the commission voted to make strict and did not vote to add any of the IECC stringency to the prescriptive method. So, in both cases, it's not always a straightforward answer, but that's a figure about at least 5% for performance.
Okay.
Thank you. It's what I need.
All right, then let's go to the next order of business. Is there any public comment? If any TAC member or staff have any comments they want to make?
Yeah, staff, this is Mo Medani. I just wanted to thank the staff of the Florida Solar Energy Center and the Wright Group for taking their time and getting those programs updated. Early in the process for the purpose of having this program available for consumers and builders who will be submitting a permit application for the 2023. So thank you, guys.
Okay, so before we, I guess, turn to you, Drew, to adjourn, I noticed that Commissioner John is on. So what I need to know is, that did any other TAC member than the eight who were, we have seven who voted unanimously for the first software, and then eight for the additional, but I do notice that, like, Commissioner John's on. Did anybody else from the TAC who wasn't identified vote on either of those software, any of the softwares, so we can get an accurate count?
This is Roger Sanders. I voted for both.
Right. I've got you included in the count.
Okay, thank you.
I just noticed Commissioner John was on, so I wasn't sure when he came on or whether he voted.
If I came on late, so I'm not going to vote on this, okay?
Okay. We've already taken the votes. I was just trying to make sure you didn't vote and didn't get counted or whatever. But you, so that's fine. So our counts are accurate. That's all.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
Sure. All right, Drew, I'll turn it to you to adjourn us.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate everyone's time today. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved. Coachell.
Second, Sanders.
Okay, thank you all. We call this meeting adjourned.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Have a great one, guys.
This conference is no longer being recorded.